I'm Elisa Mortensen, and this is Undo Redo. Let's take a look at all the things that happen in life that we would like to undo and have a chance to redo. Hello to all of my friends. Some of you I know, some of you I don't, and I can't wait to get to know, so reach out to me. I want to talk to you today on this episode about finding balance through personal retreats. And I have got something for you in the episode's notes today, so don't miss out on that. I'm super excited about this information that I put together for you, and I will remind you about it again right before I sign off this episode. So, but first, how are you lately? Life is speeding up, and there are no signs of slowing down. So what are we going to do about that? Go ahead and just take a deep breath. And check in with your body right now. What do you feel? What do you feel? Name your feeling. Pick one. And where do you feel it? Right now, I feel a slight hot buzz in the back of my head, like above my neck. And I would call it, eagerness or gosh, I feel like I'm tasking myself, you guys. Do you feel tension anywhere? If so, let's release it. Let's just expand wherever you feel tense and tight, just expand it. Let's give it some breath. So breathe in again and send all that breath to expanding that area and exhale. And how is your mind? So that's your body. We kind of checked in head to toe. How's your mind right now? Does it feel spinning? Is it agitated, overwhelmed? What are your thoughts about it? Like, is there so much going on in there? You need to go write it all down, get it all out on a piece of paper. Mine is a little bit hot and spinning and in the back of my skull. And then my mind feels very multitasking, like task driven, like I am cracking the whip on myself. So, but could you ask it? And I'm going to too, as part of this episode that I've written up this outline for, let's ask ourselves to be present right now. I know we're putting on something to listen to probably do something else as we do it, but can you bring yourself to be present? And I will too. I'm not going to think about the thing I'm going to do after this episode. I'm not going to think about what I just did that I didn't finish all the way. I'm going to be calm, present, and open. It doesn't take long, does it? It doesn't take much effort to let go of something when we're willing. And we know it can help. So let go of all of the thoughts towards the past and the future and embrace what is in front of you right now. What is in front of you right now? Is it my words? Do you want to stop and just listen? Or is it something your hands are busy doing? Are you driving? Life is the mess and the chaos. And the mess and chaos are contrasted by the beauty and organization. It's all there together. It's not one or the other. It's both. They can be there simultaneously. And simple redirection just takes a few seconds. You can feel the steering wheel in your hands, or if you're doing dishes or folding clothes, you can feel the fabrics in your hands and you can be present in the room with it. This is where happiness and well-being are found, right here, right now, with what is happening. Total acceptance, total submission, not living in what was a minute ago or what needs to be in the next moment. Peace comes when we're no longer at war with what is. I know, I repeat myself sometimes, but we all need it. Good reminders. How was that experience for you? Could you bring yourself to do it fully when I said it? Really? If you could, and you haven't done that before, you now understand it on a more experiential level instead of just academic and cognitive, like, oh, in order to be present, I need to not think of the past, what happened, or the future, anticipating what will happen next, but just be here in the moment, in the chair, in the sofa, in the car, walking, running, exercising, whatever you're doing. How incredible is that to realize that we have the power to be intentional in every moment, in any moment? Our agency is our superpower. Yet, Most of our lives are spent running on a default program, right? We've talked about this all along, and I plan them for groups, right? And I invite you to do this personal retreat and to sit with yourself long enough to see what comes up for you and to discover the profound changes that can occur when you sit still long enough and are intentionally looking for it. I've helped so many people using this powerful method. Everyone is looking around the outside of themselves for something to give them answers to their problems. Like, we Google search for answers. We're trying to find out what works best. We tell our friends our problems over the phone or when we're on walks with them and when we're out playing and watching the kids. And we ask people for advice. And what I have found in my journey is that what did work for them, it didn't always work for me. It is so very individual. So think about what problems you have. Do you wonder what the best answer is? Maybe you haven't done anything about your problem because you don't know what the best answer is. Do you feel inspired to find it or to change something about it or to do something about it? Maybe you have no idea any of this yet. You just know you feel horrible most days and overwhelmed and you can't get out of it and you're stuck and something needs to change or you will be pushed to a breaking point. What needs your attention? I can help you find your answers, and it's simple and easy. And it's in one of these four areas. And what I like to do is I separate my mind, my body, my spirit. And there's four different groups. There's like emotional, physical, spiritual, and social, right? There's four different areas where we could really hone in and find out what is lacking in that area and what is causing the disconnect. Because all the areas of our life should be communicating thoroughly. But if one is down, then it's kind of like, you know, something in the cogs that just isn't making it mesh. The reason is that we are not any one of those alone. We are all of them together. We aren't our thoughts and behavior alone. The way the brain works, we have three different areas, but we assume our brain is one. And so a little bit of looking into, a little bit of insight changes everything. When you're like, oh, you mean I have kind of two or three different brains I'm working with here? Then it opens up to which one's in charge. And knowing that they take over one another, depending on what emotion and habit patterns we have, that's good to know. We aren't our soul and divine nature alone either. We aren't only our spirits, right? Just like we're not our body and our brain. We are having a human experience as a spirit. So we forget these things and we lose focus so easily and honestly too quickly. And then the motivation's gone. And when the motivation's gone, we drop all those inspired things that we were going to do because we just aren't feeling it anymore, right? And we say we want this more than anything, but we can't get back on track. And then it slips through our fingers and we lose it. Besides all of this, every human has an innate homesickness for heaven. So we're a little homesick, right? Because we're having a human experience as a spirit. And we have heavenly parents that we are just not connected to as often as we need while we're here on earth. So another area is our health, right? And this is a part of our body. And maybe I'm getting all jumbled up, but you guys know where I'm headed with this. We aren't our health alone, or our looks, or our movement, or athleticism, or, you know, coordination. We aren't all of these. That's not all of who we are. So if we simplified this process and we separated these out into three or four different areas and we looked at them individually, there would be things that come up for you in each area. If we were purifying water or refining metal to its more pure state, we would take out the impurities from each one. And so when you separate things out and you take out things from each one that are no longer necessary for you, that served a purpose. It served a purpose of you doing some action and taking some effort to really purify these areas into what you intentionally want them to be, just like our intentional practice at the beginning of this episode. And those little impurities are the things that usually you find yourself hitting a wall. You're trying to move forward, but you just keep hitting this wall and you can't get past it. That's what's usually stopping you, are those things in that area of your life that we're just unaware of because we haven't questioned it. We haven't sat with it and looked at it, and it hasn't come up. So sometimes we don't even know what to do, and we just end up being in confusion for a couple few years or a couple few weeks or months until we figure it out. But what I want you to do is allow yourself, make time for yourself to sit and be intentional and to take this retreat idea and to do it exactly how I say and see what happens for you. Things will come up for you to start doing, and things will come up for you that's important, that feels important to you to implement into your daily routine and to stop going and let go of. When we make time to get out of living our lives, we can take a look at it and observe it as it's really happening right now. We can become present with what was and what we'd like to have happen moving forward. And we can more clearly see what is needed and what outcomes our current routines are trending toward. For instance, if you pay no mind to those things that you eat, what is that current routine trending you toward? You know, if you go with whatever emotion comes your way and you act according to any emotion as on a whim that comes to you, what are your relationships trending toward? You know, unity or division? So when we take this gift that I have for you in the notes, when you take it and you print it out and you're going to implement it, you will see clearly what you are drawn to. That is what needs your attention right now. And it's different at every stage of your life. That's why I do so many for myself. Every single time I do it, something different comes up for me. And in the retreat that I host, we use journaling. I've always used journaling. This kind of exploration leads to discovery every single time. And to do this, we be still and know that He is God. We intentionally place our trust in higher ways and a higher way of knowing than our own. We ask questions with faith to our deeper inner self, knowing that we are willing to trust in this guidance. And that leads us to the answers that are meant just for us. Only we can access this space. You can't Google this stuff. And the gift I have for you in the notes for this podcast is there's a link to some journal prompts that I use in my retreats and in my personal life, so you can get the taste of what journaling can do for you. It's part of my course, every class, every retreat that I have available that I've created, and I want to give them to you. So print them out and have your own personal retreat. I'm going to tell you the rules for the retreat right now. You must be in a silent area, right? Away from distractions. That means put your phone away. You need to be comfortable with things that you like surrounding you and alone with a pen and paper for a whole day if possible. Yeah, I'm serious, you guys. You might be like, whoa, I can't do a whole day. I have too many things to do. Find another time in your week to do it. I promise you, you can find time. There are lots of people out there that do much more than you. There are also a lot of people out there that do much less than you, but I know you can get creative with this. So you might consider going to a hotel room for, you know, you check in at 3 or 4 and check out at 10 a.m. Just the evening, the morning, and the night, just to be with you, just to hear what is in your head. You could go with friends as long as you have the same interest in deep diving into self-development. Okay, that's important because you'll need to just plan another time for an outing for the silly and fun group of people. But the other possibility is you go to your parents' home. Or you send your kids to your parents' home. I don't know. Personally, my parents have a guest room. That sounds pretty fun. I could just go there and hide away for a day. My kids are moving out, so I have time to myself sometimes. And we have a guest bedroom too, so I could just go hide out in there if I wanted even. But if you have young kids still, I know you can figure this out. And it is, if you knew what you were missing and how it could affect you, you would make time for it. And for the best results, either fast or eat very nutritionally dense food during this time. Use essential oils that you're drawn to for the aromatic and topical. Have your favorite yoga or stretching routine. maybe herbal teas and body movement and stretching, all of these aspects that we aim to explore with physical, emotional, spiritual, social. It's very deep and intentional. And then you do breathing, because breathing opens back up our creative minds. Okay, so you're going to find a journal or buy one, or just bring a notebook. Some people are pretty simple, just pieces of paper, you know, and your favorite pen. I find that the Sharpie brand pens are so much fun, and they're much like, they're effortless. The ink just comes off onto the paper, and it's so nice. So here you go. You're going to put your phone away. Here, I'm still in the rules section, and maybe I didn't like put all these points together, and there's a bunch of intermixed, but you guys will get all the information. No exceptions to the phone rule, and be committed to that part. Be committed to do this if you're going to do this. Because it's your life. Don't take it lightly. You'll do 3 different 15-minute sessions of this journaling. And you'll do just throughout the time that you're alone. Undistracted time that you have set aside for this. So 3 different 15-minute sessions. So a total of 45 minutes. You're going to be alone for a lot more hours than that. But it's important to see what happens during that time. Each session has 5 journal prompts. You're going to set a timer for 3 minutes per prompt. That's 15 minutes. And when the timer starts, you don't stop writing. And you do not edit or change. You're just going to write nonstop, even if you think you're stumped. But you'll notice after the first session and the first few questions, you'll start to really open up to yourself. And it's uncomfortable. And maybe there's some awkward time where you think, I should be writing. Write that. Like, I should be writing. Oh, I shouldn't have stopped. I should have something in my mind to say, but I don't. Like, write it down. If that's what's going through your head, just see it on paper. There's power in writing it down. You're going to begin the 3-minute timer, right? Before you don't stop writing and all that. This is out of order. Sorry, guys. You're going to begin with breathing. You're going to close your eyes. And you're going to breathe in deep for 7 counts, hold for 7 counts, and then out for 7 counts, and hold for 7 counts, 7 times. Did you get that? Breathe in deep, hold, then out, then hold for 7 times. 7 is the number of perfection, in case anyone cares. I love stuff like that because I'm a nerd. But when you finish breathing, pray. Meditate for a minute. Invite heaven, your higher power, or whatever it is you believe in, something bigger and more powerful than you are, to be with you. And you'll find your answers using your divinely given energy and agency, coupled with this higher way of thinking and connection to the all-knowing. And you'll gain more of an eternal, expansive perspective. And in many instances, God has been known to speak about giving a breath of life to you, so the deep breathing is important. Our life is an opportunity for us to create. We are here to create. Whatever outcomes we desire, we are creators as well, so let's go get it. Heaven is inviting us to choose how we do it by using our agency. And it kind of looks like here on earth, what it looks like using our agency is, you know, love and unity instead of upset and divided. Patience instead of irritation. Forgiveness and acceptance instead of never letting go of problems, bringing them back up again, and totally like living in disapproval of someone. However well-intended we are, we're still human. And we are not fully aligned with ourselves as we wish to be. None of us are. And in most cases, we are either too controlling and tasking ourselves, which guilty, I'll raise my hand, or too focused on what others should change. This is why we really take time to look and see our lives where we are right now. And this short and kind of sweet episode for you maybe isn't as short as some of the other ones, but you will have time to plan your own retreat. Trust this process. Life leads you to what you need when it knows you're searching for it. When you're willing to try new things, It's people who give up and aren't sure that they'll ever find it. And so they stop trying. It's those people who don't find it. So don't be one of those people. I've tested and proven all of my courses, retreats, and my coaching sessions, and they do get you where you wish to be every time. So let me know how this goes for you. Let me know what you found, what your takeaways were, and how you made it happen for yourself. I want to celebrate it with you. Get on a call with me about whatever you found that came up that's confusing or you couldn't get through. And don't forget, go to the link that are in the notes. I want you to have these prompts and I want you to go do this personal retreat. That will hurt you eventually because you don't know what could have been, or it could hurt you. The pain of that hopefully hurts you right now. So it just pricks you a little bit and you go just make yourself do this. But share this with whoever you thought of while you were listening. That is who needs it. Let's all help each other and act on those impressions we have. If we've acted every time we've thought of someone, we have a much greater impact in this world, which ripples out to so many other people. I love you all. Thank you for being on this journey with me, and I'll talk to you either on our calls or on next week's episode. Oh, and please, 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 I've learned that I need reviews. So this is me asking you for a huge solid. Will you please, please leave a review so that others can find this free direction? Okay, gosh, I feel like I'm groveling, but please leave me a review. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.